Hello, my name is Chris Honer and I'm the Artistic Director of the Library Theatre Company and also the Director of A Doll's House.
Hello, my name is Emma Cunniff and I play the character of Nora in A Doll's House.
Now, A Doll's House not only changed theatre, because it was clearly a groundbreaking play, but it also, I think, helped to change the world because it started to make people think about women differently and women's place in society. But Ibsen, I think, always claimed this play wasn't about women's rights, but about human rights. We're just finishing our third week of rehearsal now, with one more week to go before we actually get to put stuff on the stage at the Lowry. Emma, how are you finding that from Nora's point of view and what the play says about women?
Well, it's interesting because I was reading some stuff at the weekend about what you've just said, that Ibsen didn't want it to be... I mean, it is known as a great feminist play for obvious reasons, but I don't think he set out to write a feminist play. He just was aware at the time that there weren't leading parts. At the time he was writing theatre, there weren't that many leading parts of women, so he wanted to write something from a women's perspective, I suppose. I mean... The thing I feel most, because we've just talked about this, is that Nora doesn't begin the play... she's very strong in one sense, because she's feeling positive, but she doesn't begin the play knowing that she's a feisty woman who has to find a way in the world. She's actually the opposite. So she goes on this journey to reach that point where she transforms during the play. And I think it's, as you say... It's more about a play about human rights and human spirit in the face of difficulty and in a relationship that might be controlling, rather than just a woman. Although there are definitely elements within it where it's about male and female differences and energies, and how hard it was at the time for when the play was written for a woman to sort of hold her place. And actually, I think sadly, it still does. It does exist, doesn't it? You know, in the world we live in, women still have to sort of fight their corner. But, you know, it depends. They're also incredibly strong women, and some women are more controlling in relationships than men are, or whatever.
It's very interesting in the play how her husband's view of her, I think, is of someone rather weaker and less capable than she in fact is.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether you'd say this is true or not, but it's almost as though she's had to conceal the rather more feisty and strong elements of her character from him.
Yes, because he doesn't like it when she seems like she's in control, or he feels threatened somehow. And that's exactly it. Whenever there's a section where she's having a conversation with Dr. Rank, one of the other characters, and she says, you were undertaking a scientific examination today, and Dr. Rank and Torvald, the husband, chips in with, oh, look at little Nora talking about scientific examinations. So it's sort of, and that sort of behaviour where someone likes to put someone else down so they sort of feel in control. And I think we all recognise that all the time in all sorts of ways, that people very subtly, or sometimes not very subtly, control. And yeah, he doesn't like it when she's strong.
It's a big part, isn't it?
Yes.
Because I kind of knew this in my head, but it really struck me as we started to rehearse it that she's hardly ever off the stage.
I know, there's only one scene that she's not there. Yeah, it is a lot to do, but it makes it go very fast when you've got a lot to do somehow. You're like, oh, there's that bit's over now. A Doll's House is on at the Lowry from February the 24th, and you can find out more by visiting www.librarytheatre.com or by calling 0843 208 6010.